This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is roughly the moment when waves of a tsunami could strike some portions of Japan. A powerful earthquake struck the ocean floor today, and that sent waves moving toward the Pacific coastline of some parts of Japan. Japanese officials warned people to flee to higher ground. Now, let's be clear about what we don't know. We do not know if many people are in the path of the tsunami, and we do not know if they have had sufficient time to move. Here's what we do know from NPR's David Malikoff, who's following the story. And David, how big an earthquake was this?
Well, there are two estimates running currently. U.S. scientists at the Pacific Tsunami Warning System in Hawaii say it looks like it was an earthquake of about a magnitude of 7.7. However, some Russian and Japanese scientists are reporting that this earthquake may have had a magnitude above 8, which would make it a very large earthquake indeed.
That would be, I'm trying to remember the precise number, but that would be even bigger than the tsunami that struck the Indian Ocean a couple of years ago.
Well, it would be bigger than the magnitude of the quake would be bigger. At this point, we don't know if there is a tsunami or how big the wave of that tsunami would be.
Oh, there are Japanese officials referring to a 6.5-foot wave, but we don't know if that will actually become a serious wave on shore. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. At this point, we do not know. The Japanese official have warned residents on some of the northern islands of Japan, Hokkaido and some of those northern islands that stretch up to flee to higher ground. At least one town of about 6,000 people, local officials there are telling the Associated Press that they are moving their people to higher ground. And it is also possible that the Japanese are saying that a wave could hit further down the coast onto one of the main islands of Japan as well.
How good's the warning system?
In that part of the world, the warning system is probably one of the most developed anywhere. They have a series of sensors and buoys stretched out across the ocean and along the coastline that both detect earthquakes and then also can detect the pressure wave moving through the ocean, which is actually the wave moving through the ocean. And so this is one of the parts of the world that's actually pretty well set up for this kind of event.
This is a situation where people may have had hours of notice to get to higher ground.
Possibly, that's right.
Now, in this kind of situation, what makes the difference for people on a shoreline between survival and not? Is it just the minutes they get? Is it something more?
Yes. I mean, it's part of a system. Tsunami warnings only work if, first of all, you have the warning of the earthquake, and we have a good seismology system all around the world, so we pretty much know when earthquakes occur anywhere in the world and how big they are. Second, you need this tsunami system that can tell you a little bit about what's happening out in the ocean and potentially what direction the wave may be moving, although you can often guess that simply from knowing where the center of the earthquake is. But finally, and most importantly, you need some kind of way to get the information to people living in areas where they may be threatened. And sometimes these are radio systems, these are warning systems. Towns along the Pacific coast here in the United States and certainly in Japan have warning sirens which go off in a particular pattern to let people know that they need to start moving. So it really needs to be an integrated system. And if it doesn't have that last part, which is some way to get the information to the people living in places where they're threatened, it doesn't work very well. And that, of course, has been the great concern around the world in many places that are threatened by tsunamis, that there isn't a good way to let people know that a wave may be coming.
That's what people learned in the Indian Ocean tsunami.
Certainly. And there's been a lot of time and money spent now trying to improve that system in that part of the world.
Okay, NPR's David Malikoff, thanks very much for your information. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
And once again, what we do know is that a powerful earthquake has struck off the coast of Japan, and officials there are sending warnings of a possible tsunami, which would be striking about now. And we will bring you more as we learn more on this story.